It's Monitor's 12th birthday weekend, and we're hearing from a lot of old friends.
Folks, this is Jimmy Durante wishing all my friends at Monitor a happy 12th birthday. I hope you'll be celebrating many, many more.
It's NBC, Monitor on NBC, on the go on radio, it's NBC.
The wonderful weekend world of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. I'm your host, Ted Steele, happy to invite you to the party. Things look good, and Harper's Bazaar puts it to music with Come to the Sunshine.
We're Bob and Ray for DuPont Auto Products with some exciting news.
How would you like to win a pet?
An unusual pet that'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
A pet that will shake up the whole neighborhood.
By now, many of you are nodding your heads yes, but you want to know what kind of pet.
Well, hold on to your chairs or steering wheels, as the case may be, and listen to this thrilling news from the people who make DuPont Auto Products.
You can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or choose a new car with the same name.
As a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
And to win either pet or car, all you have to do is pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products.
No need to buy anything, just fill in the free entry blank.
If you don't win a pet, you may win one of 777 other prizes.
Think how envious your friends will be when they see you riding down the street on a Mustang.
Or in a Mustang.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. On this 12th anniversary weekend, an original song is being written right here in our studio. The top songwriting team of Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen has been hard at work on it since the crack of Monitor this morning. How's it going, men?
Well, we have written what we believe to be a beautiful ballad, and we're very, very anxious to get to Steve Lawrence, because if he likes it, he will do it, and then we'll have a culmination to the whole scene. Has anybody been in touch with Steve? Steve?
Steve, let's plug him in here. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ted. How are you?
Great. How's Edie?
Oh, she's fine. Thank you.
All right. A good friend of yours is here. Sammy, say hello to Steve.
Steve?
Hello, Sam.
Listen, how have you been doing with the rehearsals?
It's coming very, very, very nicely.
How is the girl?
She's fine. She's in very good shape.
Listen, Chester is at the piano.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Chester?
Hello, Steve.
So, listen, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let me hear.
The first time for human ears.
All right.
A song called Best Wishes.
Okay.
I guess I ought to pretend and send best wishes. A funny card with just one word, hooray. Funny cards, I suppose. You will get lots of those. What a laugh from the crowd when you're reading mine out loud. What do you think?
You want my honest opinion, Sam?
No, I don't want your honest opinion.
You just want to know what I think.
No, really.
It's a nice song, Sam, but...
What do you mean it's a nice song? Hold it. What do you mean nice?
Well, I mean, it's nice, but I was thinking of something else, you know, because this is a kind of a happy festive occasion. You wouldn't go around to somebody's birthday party and sing a song like that, Sam, you know.
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you to send it to Frank Sinatra. No,
that
I mean,
very,
you know,
very
it,
funny.
It's a nice song, Sam, but I was thinking something that, you know, something that swings a little more. You know, you're talking about a very happy occasion.
Yeah, but we got a special lyric for Monitor that's very heartfelt.
That was Chester.
Yes, I heard Chester.
He's helping me a lot.
Hey, James, you're doing a lot to disguise the song, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm playing a lot of figures, you know, to cover up Sam. I figure you'll really do it.
In other words, you want a rhythm song.
Yeah, something with a little beat and something that should be happier for the occasion. Should be something a little more, you know, with it.
Where are you going to be?
Well, unless it's... I'm going to be far away from you unless it turns out to be a very happy song.
Listen, we're going to be in touch because we're chained to this monitor station.
Well...
We didn't read the fine print.
Sam, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 24 hours.
24 hours? I can write you a show.
All right. You got 24 hours to write one song.
I'll be in touch with you.
All right, Sam.
Listen, maybe we ought to get another singer.
Can we?
Well, what's easier, get another singer or get another tune?
I think
it's easier at this point to get another tune.
We might as well write another song.
Everybody's in California, Sam. Forget it.
How do we get him to hang up?
Well, you just tell him put another dime in the box. Your 3 minutes are up.
How fast a rhythm song do you want?
Something about like da 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 da. About, you know, about.
Listen,
about,
you know where Edie is right now.
You know, something like that.
Boy, you're the slowest exit. Oh my! Who decided we should get Steve Lawrence?
I'm sending you my best wishes. That's not, you know.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, Sam.
Thanks.
Anytime, Sam.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks.
Okay, Steve, so long. The song should be finished, and will be performed probably by Steve on monitor tomorrow night if the boys can talk him into it, and I'm sure they will. Right now, here's one of the latest hits by our two resident songwriters. It's Thoroughly Modern Millie, played by Pete Fountain. Thank you. You'll be hearing greetings from Maine to California on this Monitor weekend, and here's the one from Maine right now.
Radar's gone. How am I going to get these fish into Bar Harbor without it? Only fog we've had all summer. I've got it. I'll just turn on the radio and we'll come in on the monitor beacon. Happy birthday, monitor.
Everybody's celebrating here on the monitor beacon.
Chateau Martin wine is on a list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am fresh about the Chateau Martin wine, from lovely grapes that ripen on the vine. As an extra special treat, the champagne cannot be beat. I am nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
More people are choosing Chateau Martin champagne, made from pampered grapes, specially selected from New York's celebrated Finger Lakes. Add Chateau Martin champagne to your life. It's part of the current scene. It's the New York State champagne with the delicious French accent. Chateau Martin is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere. When you add it to yours, you'll agree with Gaston.
I am nuts about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sweet and dry vermouth. Had any lately?
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
This is Monitor's birthday, June 10th. It's our 12th. In England, it's a very important and official birthday. Ellie Abel in London reports.
All Britain and what is left of the Commonwealth are celebrating a fictitious event today. June 10th is Queen Elizabeth's official birthday, celebrated with thunderous gun salutes and the grand ceremonial of the trooping of the color on the Horse Guards parade. A glance at any standard book of reference is enough to establish that June 10th is not, in fact, the date of her birth. The Queen was born, so say the reference books, on April 21st, 1926. No question about it, the gracious sovereign passed her 41st birthday last April. Why, then, the June 10th observance? Diligent inquiries at Buckingham Palace indicate that the bogus birthday business goes all the way back to Queen Victoria. That good queen, who gave her name to an age, was born in May. And May, even in the Victorian age, was a treacherous month here in Britain. Outdoor celebrations were likely to be rained out. So Victoria agreed that the celebration should be held instead in June, when the prospects of sunshine were at least fractionally better. A sensible move, most Britons would agree, and after all these years, a hallowed British tradition. Concerning April, the poets are in disagreement. T.S. Eliot called it the cruelest month, while Robert Browning from abroad longed to be in England in April. But Queen Elizabeth, an April baby, has chosen June instead. And so the Victorian institution of the movable birthday goes on and on. Ellie Abel, NBC News, London.
Now a dramatic moment, courtesy of our hosts for the weekend, DuPont Auto Products.
How much gas did she take, sonny?
1.5 gallons, sir.
All right, check the oil, too, will you, sonny?
Yes, sir. You can use a quart, but you really ought to do something about that engine noise.
I had earplugs, but they
didn't... I mean DuPont Golden 7. You put it in your motor oil.
Quiet it down, will it?
Oh, sure. Golden 7 helps stop oil burning, too. And it boosts compression and horsepower.
Ah, she has been a mite sluggish of late. Let's throw in some of that Golden 7 and see what happens.
I can tell you this, Golden 7 makes cars take off like a whisper.
How's that?
A whisper.
Uh-huh.
There. Start it up now. Well, let's see how she runs now, sir. Start it up.
Already did, sonny. She's running. Well, so long. Thanks for the tip on Golden 7. I never would have thought she ever had that one.
The automobile explosion in the past 12 years has been almost as great as the population explosion. There are 30 million more cars on the road today than there were in 1955 when Monitor first started. And I'm sure many of you on weekends, it seems as if all 30 million of them are ahead of you in the traffic jam. What's the future of the horseless carriage? Monitor reporter Ben Grauer interviewed Dr. J.E. Goldman, director of the Ford Motor Company's scientific laboratory, about the automobile.
Facing you, Dr. Goldman, on this 12th birthday of Monitor is also facing the future, because I know you're deep in research on an electric-powered automobile, right, sir?
That's correct.
That means silence and no fumes, yes?
That's correct. This is the way we see it, Mr. Grau.
I'll drive one tomorrow. Is it ready?
No, it's not quite ready.
What's the situation?
Just a few days ago, Ford unveiled what we referred to as the British City Car. This is a small vehicle we have developed in London at the Ford of England plant there. It's a small vehicle intended primarily for downtown city commuting and suburban driving.
What's the range?
It's powered by lead-acid batteries. That's present-day technology, and therefore is not anticipated that it will go much beyond 40 miles on a single charge.
Hardly get a New Yorker to Yonkers.
Mr. Grauer, in 12 years we will have an electric car.
Range of what? 200 miles?
It may be between 150 and 200 miles in range.
How long will it take you to charge up the batteries?
It will normally require an overnight charge. And certainly with present-day technology, that's essential. However, we can anticipate with our battery a rapid charge of maybe an hour or two. Not the 3 or 4 minutes that is required to fill your fuel tank.
How about the cost? I mean, of the charge.
The cost of the charge, namely the cost of electricity, will be comparable with, as we see it, the cost of driving a vehicle with gasoline engine.
So it's like you can reduce it to miles per gallon or miles per charge.
That's right.
And it'll come out about the same. What other possibilities are there?
Well, we spend a good deal of our time imagineering.
Right, imagineering.
Imagineering, we call it. In the future, we anticipate the day will come when we'll be able to extract energy out of the roadbed in some manner or other, either through hidden power lines. This is with electricity.
Yes.
Where you extract the energy inductively by a magnetic method.
Ah, so
therefore, you don't have to be in contact with a trolley or a third rail, as many of the dreams often go.
And no batteries. Your motor is getting its power by
induction.
Right.
And there are even some concepts, and I emphasize these are still in the concept stage, of mechanisms of extracting your energy by radiation, such as from lasers. A laser makes it possible to focus a very intense beam of energy, which can then operate a heat engine. And one can at least conceive in principle of having laser sources at the roadside that transmit the energy in this way.
Well, that would be essentially a toll road. It'd be toll fuel, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a nice term. Yes, toll fuel. You would pay to get onto the road, and then you extract your energy from the laser, much as you might extract it from a trolley line or a third rail. And we mustn't, by the way, overlook that as a possibility.
Yes. Since Henry Ford did his first tinkering in 1895, the automobile around the world is an absolute must, the private personal transportation unit.
Yes, Mr. Grauer. Our cities, our suburbs, have been dependent upon the way the automobile can carry people.
So our thanks to Dr. J. E. Goldman, director of the Ford Motor Company Scientific Laboratory, for talking to us on Monitor's 12th birthday about what the next dozen years hold in store for the electric-powered automobile. This is Ben Grauer reporting for Monitor.
Now a word about how you can win one of today's automobiles.
We're Bob and Ray with more about DuPont Auto Products' exciting Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Many people have been asking, are you guys kidding?
Are you really giving away a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar?
Are they really going to let the winners choose a new car of the same name if they don't want the pet?
You bet they are, gang.
But why believe us, Bob and Ray? Listen to some of the letters that have been pouring into Winnipeg headquarters.
Miss P.K. writes, holy sweepstakes, I thought it was a big put-on until I saw the free entry blank on the DuPont Golden 7 display at my gas station. I'm convinced now, and I hope to win a Wildcat to go with my husband's Jaguar.
Did she say whether her husband's Jaguar is the car or the beast?
No.
This one says, I want to win a Mustang so I can crossbreed it with my moose and have a Moose-tang. Or the Barracuda with my eel and get an electric Barracuda.
Another lady writes, I get these awful headaches that start over my ears.
Now, how did that letter get in there? That's wrong.
Well, never mind. Win a pet. Pick up an entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto products.
You never talked that way before.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
music of Herbie Alpert. And here's the voice of a real beauty.
This is Ursula Andres wishing the monitor a very, very happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ursula. And here's Monitor's theme by Buddy Rich. Bye-bye for a moment from DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products, bringing you this weekend World of Monitor. News is next, and then we'll be back with more. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.